So, Sam, lots of people paying attention to the Kinder Morgan proposal as a whole, but why are people watching this particular deal so closely?
Well, what's going on here is that in order to get any pipeline built, you need to prove to federal regulators that it's needed. And to do that, you have to sign up companies that are buying what's called firm capacity, which is essentially the right to use space on that pipeline. And so Kinder Morgan has proposed a pipeline, the Northeast Energy Direct, which would go from the Marcellus Shale gas fields in Pennsylvania all the way to Dracut, Massachusetts, which is a big New England natural gas hub. And opponents to this pipeline all along that route have challenged the agreements that individual natural gas heating utilities have made with the pipeline. They're hoping that by getting these agreements thrown out, they can block the pipeline entirely.
And yesterday's announcement would be a blow to that effort then.
Right. And it's not the first one that they've had. Almost exactly a month ago, three similar agreements with utilities in Massachusetts were approved over similar challenges presented by the Massachusetts branch of the same opposition group and even represented by the same attorney. And in what's a move that you can probably anticipate up here, the Massachusetts group announced they would be appealing the decision.
Now, it seems like getting these agreements thrown out would be a pretty challenging task.
Right. And in fact, if you look at both the Massachusetts proceeding and the one here in New Hampshire, these groups were not alone in arguing against the contracts. In Massachusetts, they had the Attorney General's office on their side, and up here, the Office of the Consumer Advocate, which is a state official who's supposed to argue for the ratepayers, was saying that the contract was too expensive and saying it was a Mercedes when all you need is a Honda. But the fact is that Liberty knows the rules that regulate it really well, and it isn't going to put forward a proposal that isn't solidly defensible. And what's important to realize here is that Liberty doesn't need to prove that the entire pipeline is a good idea to get the agreement approved. It just has to prove that the plan is in the financial interests of their customers. And they have a very strong argument in favor of that. The point where they're purchasing gas from right now, Dracut, Mass., is one of the most expensive places to buy natural gas in the country. And this pipeline would be connecting them to the Marcellus Shale, which is literally the cheapest place to buy gas in the country. So while the actual space on the pipeline might be a little more expensive than just getting by with the contracts they currently have, the access to what Liberty hopes will be cheap gas is what they're relying on to make their case.
And is that potentially what the commissioners of the Public Utilities Commission found convincing when they agreed to this?
There are a number of factors. I mean, it's a complicated deal. Liberty is expecting to get big new customers in Concord, where there's this centralized wood-burning heating plant that's having business trouble. There's this new natural gas trucking service that's starting up in Concord. And Liberty is going to start converting the city of Keene to natural gas, which is currently fueled by this mix of propane and air. But when you look at the core of the decision, the fact that the new pipeline is bypassing this expensive pinch point in Dracut, Mass., that's what convinced the regulators.
This is a significant development, but that's not to say that we're anything close to finished with the debate over this pipeline proposal.
There's a lot left before this pipeline gets the okay. Kinder Morgan still has yet to submit its application to build the thing, so this agreement is by no means the last word. And if we're looking at just the contracts that Kinder Morgan has signed up, which is really close to what it has said is the minimum number of customers it needs to make the project work financially. And in the meantime, there are a number of competitor projects that are vying to get built as well. So there's a lot of time to see where this shakes out.